Okay, I'm sorry. I think it was Bill, and then I think I heard Lydia and correct. Somebody else.
Alan Bill? Asked the stack.
Richard, okay, I had a point of information.
Bill, Lydia, and Teresa.
And Dwayne.
And Dwayne.
Richard had a point of information in there somewhere.
Okay, well, Richard, we'll start with your point of information.
I think it's been answered that Lydia is on the phone. That's Lydia Brazan, our IED, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Hi, Lydia.
Hi.
Welcome to the circus.
Okay, is that your point of information?
That was it.
Okay, Bill, you're next.
Okay, thank you. I think we had on the agenda a motion to approve the minutes. Maybe not. I'm not sure we got to that.
We're still approving the agenda.
Okay. Well, let me just – what I was going to mention is just a suggestion. This isn't a motion. We don't need to vote on it. As pro tem secretary now, if anybody has changes we need that you want to make to the minutes that were sent out, and both Lyndon and Teresa resent what Sandra had sent to the whole Ellis piece, so you'd all have that probably two or three times, just send them to me before the next meeting. Let's don't worry about the minutes for right now. If I will consolidate those, and then I'll send them back out before the next meeting. We can work on them. We can approve the minutes for that previous meeting. Is that okay? And then
so
we can just move on with the agenda.
We will remove approval of the minutes from the May 3rd as removed from the agenda. Thank
right,
you, Bill.
Right, okay. Consider that an amendment to the agenda. Yeah, okay.
And then thanks. Lydia?
Yes, I would like to see the committee move forward. So I would like to, and it's your committee, so I can't intrude beyond my opinion as IED. I think it's given all of the issues that are facing the station that you really need to move forward with. We know how long it takes to get the applications, to vet them, to get together a solid pool of candidates for the IED or the ED, whoever ends up picking, but that does need to get started. So my recommendation would be procedurally, were I on the committee, I would, yes, recommend postponing the approval of the minutes and moving on to taking nominations for the officers.
Because I'm sorry. Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, because there will have to be an IRV or STV vote, as we know, and I hopefully Terry Goodman can conduct that along with his co-tellers, which he has, and you can get going on the work itself. Thank you.
Thank you, Lydia. Teresa, you're next.
Teresa, are you muted? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm sorry. I was muted. I am ready to approve the agenda, and I sent a copy of that agenda to our IED. I also sent it to our secretary. We are on item 4, approve agenda. Item 5 was approved minutes. Madam Chair, I would think that you cannot remove approval of the minutes unless the body says they don't want to approve the minutes. But
okay.
Item number 6 and 7 are elect the permanent chair and secretary. Item number 8 is goals and time frame to achieve them, then confirm the next time, the next date, meeting date and time, and then adjourn. I would also like to remind everyone that some people have said that it is illegal to elect a chair and secretary. According to our standing rules, that is not true. It says that within the first 3 meetings, we will elect the chair. And I believe the purpose of that is that we will not continue a subcommittee or a committee indefinitely without electing the chair. Within the first 3 meetings, we are in the second meeting. Our chair has given notice, proper a draft agenda was sent out with plenty of time. It was sent out on May 10th. And so I think I'm ready to vote on this agenda, which includes electing the chair and secretary. Thank you.
Thank you, Adriana. Okay, so go ahead, Adriana. Wait a minute. I think we left Dwayne. Dwayne?
Well, thank you. Now, I understand when a member say, I think, I wish, I hope, I want, but that's not what matters, what I want. Now, we've heard, I know that some of you intended on voting for a permanent chair in the first week. We know this. You came back and intended to do it this week. You have no intent on respecting the within three. And you give one example, one idea of what the framers may have been trying to address. And I'll give you another, because there's several reasons for it, not just one. The second of which would be that at least you would have one or two people, or maybe three, who would chair pro tem, and you could see how they were able to conduct themselves and how they were able to be fair and how they were able to move the agenda. And you would be able to make a more informed decision rather than a party line vote. Third of which, possibly, they could have thought of was that an individual who didn't make the first meeting, at the third meeting, they would have a vote. And this would allow for even greater representation from the LSB in terms of members who have the right to vote. So I can think of a number of reasons, just not one, that they had in mind why you should do it within at least three meetings. And further, you just heard the executive director indicate to you that you need to do an IVR. And here you still say, the previous speaker still said, let's do it. And that's the type of behavior that has gotten us in trouble with CPB. That's the type of partisan behavior that's got us in trouble, period, with no civility. And then you want to blame other folk for being incivil and blame other folk for obstruction when one of the best obstruction items...
90 seconds.
Wasn't intended,
90 seconds.
But one of the best options went through 15 minutes of an exercise when all one person had to do, and there's no bad reflection, could have said, I don't accept it. But yet you want to call what we try to do from parliamentary procedures and adhering to parliamentary procedures as obstruction. That's our process. Thank you for listening.
Okay,
Lyndon,
Dwayne. Go ahead, Lyndon.
I just
wasn't me in the chat before? Oh, God.
I would like, well, this, I'll make it short, Adrian, because this is going to relate to you also. Within,
Adriana,
in the dictionary,
Marianne for the stack.
This vote this week is within 3 weeks. Y'all keep twisting the definition of the word. I mean, I just don't see how you can do that.
IVR.
Nobody said we can't vote IVR. We haven't even been able to get nominations other than Marianne.
May I? Tell me, pro tem chair, when will be my time? Because after Dwayne, you will give me the floor, but then you
need
it. Tell me when will be my time.
Point of order by Bill.
Point of order.
Please go ahead.
The item on the agenda, I believe, is that we're on right now is to approve the agenda. If it hasn't already been moved, I move we approve it. All this other discussion is irrelevant and should be.
Madam
we should
chair.
Wait until we get to the item on the agenda.
Okay,
Madam
so
chair.
you're moving that we approve the agenda. Is we
are
you
calling
the
question?
Second.
For the floor.
Second.
Okay.
That is not a point of order, Bill, and you know it.
The point of order is that we're the item we're on that we should be discussing right now is agenda approval and all this
that's
other.
That's what I'm trying to do, Madam Chair.
And you can't make a motion.
That's
anymore.
What I'm trying to do.
We are discussing the approval of the agenda. In order for
he's right. I need to be recognized to make a motion.
Yes.
May I do that when when it's convenient?
No, you have a point of order. No.
Okay.
You need to wait
stop.
For the stop.
Please stop. I'm calling
that's
for the orders
problem.
Of the day.
You
and
need to wait for the
turn. Is
that's
out of
my
turn.
He gained the stop with a point of order. That is not his place to make a motion. I'm next.
Well, I asked to be recognized to make that motion.
After the fact.
15 seconds ago.
Bill was recognized. Bill has made a motion.
I second.
Okay. Why? What about me? Why you recognize him that gained the staff with the point of order instead of the floor? That was according
because
to you.
The point of order takes precedence over the staff.
Yes,
but you can't make a motion in a point of order.
Exactly.
You don't know that?
You cannot.
They're,
you cannot
correct.
Make the
well,
motion in a point of
a
order.
Okay,
you
here
cannot.
We go. Here we go. We're going to either adjourn this meeting or everybody is going to learn how to take their turn and speak. And I would respectfully ask that you speak respectfully to the members on this committee. We are trying to have a productive meeting here. And all there has been is continuous obstruction. I'm trying to be fair, Dwayne, but everybody
keeps interrupting. You're not fair when you allow Bill to make a point of order and then a motion. That is against
Okay, I withdraw that. I withdraw that. Okay, I'm taking a stack. Who would like to be on the stack?
Yes,
Alan for the
floor.
One at a time.
Yes, for the floor.
Sandy for the stack.
Mary Ann
okay,
for the stack.
Adriana, Teresa, Sandy. Who else?
Patrick's the stack.
Mary Ann.
Patrick. Mary Ann. Anybody else?
Point of order,
okay.
Bill.
Okay.
No.
Bill?
Oh. No.
Please remind everybody that the item we're discussing is agenda approval and
that's not a
anything
point of
else
order.
Is out of order.
That's not a
okay.
point of order.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Bill has asked that I remind everybody that this stack that includes Adriana, Teresa, Sandy, Patrick, and Mary Ann refrain their comments to the agenda approval. So, Adriana, go ahead.
Yes, Madam Chair. I make a motion, and I hope that you give me the option to explain my motion. I move that we strike from the agenda election of chair and election of secretary because it's against the standing and special rules of the KPFT. That is
point of information.
Tell me when I have the time we can discuss the issue. But I move that
okay,
when we go to
vote on that, you will be allowed to motivate your
thank you.
Your motion. Teresa?
I second that motion.
Madam Chair, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Bob Gardner seconds that motion.
Okay. Second is not required in committee, but go ahead.
Okay.
Nope. Teresa?
Madam Chair, I was going to call the question because there is an amendment. I would like to speak against the amendment, and that is that it is not against our standing rules. Our standing rules say we can vote on a chair within the first three meetings, by the first three meetings, within the first three. We are within the first three. So I am opposed to removing these from this draft agenda, which was sent out with plenty of notice. I feel that the majority of the people on this call, the majority of the people, excuse me, don't interrupt me. I feel that the majority of the people on this committee want to elect a chair. I would like to know who else might be interested in the chair. Therefore, I would like to vote on this amendment, and if it fails, then I would like to vote for the amend the agenda and move on. Thank you.
Okay, so next on the stack. Next on the stack is Sandy Weinman.
I pass. Thank you.
Rita to the stack, Madam Chair.
Patrick, and then Mary Ann, and then Rita. I think, was that you, Robert?
If you heard me, I was talking to somebody else. Sorry.
Okay. I thought you were trying to get on the stack. So, Adriana?
Madam Chair, this is Richard. I think I have a point of order, but... Dwayne may correct me. We have a motion on the floor. We ought to be talking about that motion, nothing else.
Okay, the motion on the floor was by Adriana, and I believe it was seconded, but I don't think a second was necessary. And the motion was to remove the election of the chair and the secretary. So are there any objections?
May I correct the record, Madam Chair?
Yes, object.
I object.
Okay, so there,
may I correct the record, Madam Chair?
What do you want to correct?
Madam Chair, Teresa Allen has read incorrectly.
Okay,
No, Madam Chair. No, Madam Chair. It's my right to explain when people, it's my motion, and I have the right to explain that she didn't read what our standing and special rules said. Section 1 establishing committee said the chair of the LSB is setting up a committee shall select a convener who shall act as chair pro tem. Within a few meetings, the committee will choose a chair who will then be voted on by the, whatever. But within a few meetings. Doesn't say in the first three meetings like there is a keep repeating. That is not true. I think you need to set the record straight. And Rita,
right.
That's why the minutes are important, because Rita Washington had the floor in the previous meeting and explained the difference between one, two, or a few meetings. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you, Adriana. I believe that Patrick, at this point we need to vote on Adriana's motion. And her motion is to remove items number 6 and 7, which is the election of the chair and the secretary. I asked if there were any objections. There were. So now we go to a vote. The vote.
Hello, Madam Chair?
Yes.
This is Peter Washington, and I am addressing this entire issue. You are making it seem like the only way we can move forward is a permanent chair. I know for a fact the PNB had a chair pro tem and a vice chair pro tem for several months. They got many things done. It's not whether or not you have a chair. It's whether or not you get your timeline. So if we really want to move forward, let's not worry about who the chair is, but let's concern ourselves with this timeline and setting some goals and getting that done, because the chair really just conducts the meeting. That person conducts the meeting, making sure they don't actually do the process. The MSRC, the committee, does the process. We're making it seem like you don't have a – I'm not finished, Madam Chair. I listen to everybody, and I don't say anything.
I'm listening.
This is ridiculous.
He's not
patient. The national can move forward, we should be able to move forward until we abide by the bylaws, so that when the time comes, they can say nothing was done incorrectly by the MSRC, and that whatever pull we come up with will be done decently and in order. So let's just move on in that regard. I have to just strike it from, we can do it the next meeting, but let's try to get some timelines and some goals set so that we can move forward and whoever the permanent chair becomes. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Rita.
You want me to call the roll?
Okay.
Patrick was on the stack, and I think he came on.
Yeah, but the motion is what we're addressing right now is Adriana's motion, and there was
maybe he has a question for the motion.
There was an objection to the motion, so we need to vote on Adriana's motion, which is to remove items number 6 and 7 from the agenda. So,
information, Nancy?
How did you get over there?
Was that your question?
No. Request for information. Are you going to continue to chair and not let any question be made about the vote we're about to take or during a vote, which is customarily done in the PNB as well? Are you going to not take questions about what we're voting on? That really puts the voters in a very difficult situation.
No, we're not taking questions. Adriana made a motion. She had an opportunity to motivate her motion.
That means no. That's what you're saying, no.
That's right. That's what I said. I said no. And we had Rita, who also motivated Adriana's motion. And we had Teresa, who motivated her objection.
Not a Pacifica chair.
So back to the vote. on the amendment that Adriana presented. Her motion was to remove items 6 and 7. And I would ask the Secretary Pro Tem, Mr. Crozier, if you could please call the roll.
Okay, Teresa Allen, how do you vote?
If you vote
Allen,
yes.
Allen says no to the amendment.
Okay, thank you. I was just going to add that. If you vote yes, you are in agreement to remove these items. If you vote no, you wish to keep them on the agenda. So, Teresa?
Teresa votes no. Adriana Casanave?
Yes.
Was that a yes?
Can you come back to me? I pass. Can you come back to me? Thank you.
Pass. Okay, Adriana passes. Bill Crozier votes no. Lyndon Foley?
No.
Lyndon votes no. Robert Gartner?
Yes.
Robert votes yes. Wally James?
No.
Wally votes no. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Mike Lewis, I believe, is not on the call. Marianne Martinez?
No.
Marianne votes no. Susie Moreno?
Yes.
Susie votes yes. Venetia Patel Adams?
Yeah.
Venetia votes yes. Sandra, I'll come back to you since you're chairing. Nancy Sabara Naratomi?
Yes.
Nancy votes yes. Wendy Shrell?
No.
Wendy votes no. Deb Shafto?
No.
Deb votes no. Richard Uzel?
Yes.
Richard votes yes. Rita Washington?
Yes.
Rita votes yes. Sandy Weinman?
No.
Sandy votes no. Ted Weiskel?
Yes.
Ted votes yes. Patrick Hoyt? Can't hear you, Patrick. Going back to the people at Pastor who couldn't hear, Adriana Casanave?
Yes.
Adriana votes yes. We can barely hear you, by the way. Dwayne Lark?
Dwayne Lark votes yes.
Dwayne votes yes. Mike Lewis, still not on the call, I guess. Patrick Hoyt? Can't hear you, Patrick. You were on the call earlier. Okay, let me count. Yes votes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. No votes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
I vote no.
Okay,
I'm
so it's tied 9-9, so the motion failed.
No, I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry, but
Allen for the stack.
That didn't answer. You have 9-8. Do
Allen
not
for the stack.
Bill. Read the notes. Read the notes. You have only 8, Sandra. We have.
Can we read the notes, Madam Chair?
We have 8. You have 8.
Go ahead.
No.
Adriana, please stop interrupting.
The
go
motion
ahead.
Passed. He's lying. He's lying because Patrick Holt, Patrick Holt didn't vote. You are lying. He's lying.
What did you do, Adam Kerr?
Adam Kerr, he lose. You lose the vote. 9-8.
It's 9-8.
Adam Kerr,
would you allow the secretary to read the vote?
Can you please read the vote? State the name of the person and how they voted. Yes or no?
Okay. Teresa Allen, no. Adriana Casanave, yes. Bill Crozier, no. Lyndon Foley, no. Robert Gartner, yes. Wally James, no. Dwayne Lark, yes. Mike Lewis didn't vote. Marianne Martinez, no. Susie Moreno, yes. Venetia Patel Adams, yes. Sandra Rawline, no. Nancy Sabra-Naratomi, yes. Wendy Shrill, no. Deb Shafto, no. Richard Uzel, yes. Rita Washington, yes. Sandy Weinman, yes. Ted Weisgold, excuse me, Sandy Weinman, no. Ted Weisgold, yes. Patrick White, not voting. Let me count again.
What about Richard Uzel?
He voted yes.
It is 9 to 8.
Okay, let me read the no vote.
9
to 8.
That would be better
let me read the no vote. Bill Crozier is 2. Lennon Foley is 3. Wally James is 4. Marianne Martinez is 5. Sandra Rawline is 6. Wendy Sherrill is 7. Deb Shafto is 8. Sandy Weinman is 9. The vote was 9
Chair,
to 9.
How
so
could that be that we have two members that are not here and we have 19 votes? I mean 18 votes. We have only 17 members voting. You cannot count people twice.
It's 9 and 8 is 17.
9 to 8. And everybody count that. That's
9
that
and 8
are
17.
That are going on.
You counted Wiley twice.
We know that game. You counted Sandy twice.
You counted him by the last name and you counted him by the first name.
I didn't hear it that way. You people are sabotaging this meeting.
Yes, you win.
People, I'm asking for the order.
You
win. Please stop interrupting.
What you need is fairness.
You want me to read the votes again for the people that can't count?
Please read one more time.
The no vote. Teresa Allen, that's 1. Bill Crozier, that's 2. Lennon Foley, that's 3. Wally James, that's 4. Marianne Martinez, that's 5. Sandra Rawline, that's 6. Wendy Sherrill, that's 7. Deborah Shafto is 8. Sandy Weinman is 9. I'm only counting each person once.
Okay. Allen.
Okay, so 9 to 9.
Allen for the stack.
Go ahead, Teresa. Who was next?
Call the question for approval of the agenda.
Okay, the question, has been called.
Madam Chair, I asked for adjournment. We have 3:45, and it's already 3:51. You both
Madam Chair, this is Bill. It's clear that certain people want to delay, stall, and get nothing done.
Let me go ahead here. That would be that Adriana's motion has failed. The agenda is approved. And now the next item on the agenda.
Madam Chair, Allen for the stack. We didn't vote for the agenda, and we are at adjournment.
Allen for the stack. Allen for the stack.
Oh, my gosh. We didn't
approve
the over each other.
We didn't approve
Adriana's motion to remove those items from the agenda failed. Now we need to vote on the agenda. Chair, can you please call the roll on the agenda
approval?
Okay, Teresa Allen, do you vote to approve the agenda?
Point of order, Madam Chair. We voted on the meeting at 3:45. It is 3:51.
We didn't vote on anything because we haven't approved the agenda.
That's why I'm not voting without a vote.
Give me a second, Madam Chair.
I would like for you to take a vote, Madam, Mr. Secretary.
No,
please take a vote on the agenda.
Madam Chair, she's talking over me, and I haven't even had a chance to say a word. Now, when other people speak, I'm quiet. So the least you can do is allow me to make my point of order as opposed to speaking over me. And Teresa,
I am sorry, I did not hear your point of order. Go ahead with your point of order.
According to KPTFX, not the agenda, the meeting was to be ended at 3:45. I based
motion to
my
extend
on our ending at 3:45.
Now, okay,
motion to extend the meeting.
There has been a motion to extend.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
The motion to adjourn has already been on, was on really before my motion. Adriana had already moved it.
Madam Chair, I have a point of order or request for information.
Order,
which one would you want to take? A point of order or a request for information?
Another point
what
of order,
is your point of order?
My point of order is, for those who do know how to count and do know how to read, Robert rules do not allow for an extension after the time certain. It's too late to extend once the time certain has come forward. This meeting is adjourned and over according to your own posting. You cannot extend after the fact.
Out of order.
Bill, for the Bill, point of order.
Go ahead,
request
Bill.
Information, Nancy.
The agenda. The agenda does not have a end time stated, and we haven't even voted on it anyway. So there's no time certain to end the meeting.
Once you follow an agenda, you have declared that you are accepting that agenda. We've been following this agenda, so don't try that. Don't try that game. Now everything we do after this is illegal and improper.
Okay, the agenda has no end time on it.
Request for information, Nancy.
Point of personal privilege, please, Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
Thank you. This is Sandy. Look, we're in the middle of a fund drive. A lot of programmers are working a lot of hours. We got one or two staff people are keeping things going. We owe them the courtesy of a civil meeting. We owe them the courtesy of making progress. Please, people, come on. Why are you here if you're not here to help? Thank you.
Here. I am here to help keep this thing
thank
fair
you, Sandy.
And on
Madam
point,
Chair,
honest.
Alan for the stack.
I do more
request
work than
for information,
do.
Nancy.
Okay, go ahead, Nancy. Then it's Teresa's
yes,
turn.
Can we make next meeting date before we all disperse instead
hours a week,
of dragging out
help.
Things and waiting for a polling that's not going to happen or forgotten about next meeting? And also, can we start talking about the advertising, the ad. I mean, we worked so hard on that. It took a lot of time. Well, at least we had that to start working on and polishing up or maybe change a little bit. But, I mean, we get started on the ad, putting the ad out.
Well, you know, Nancy, we would all love to do that, but because of the contentiousness of this meeting yet again, and
I have
all
another question.
Orders.
Are you going to send your minutes to us instead of doing this? This is the first time I've seen minutes sent on the KPFDX. On the I mean, it's all right if you want to do that, but can you send to us minutes so we have it before? Thank you.
They were sent, Nancy. I find it very odd that certain people keep saying that they never got the minutes when I made it a point to send the minutes to everybody. And others got them, but the people that seem to be the ones obstructing on this call are the ones that are saying they never got them. So
Marianne said she didn't get minutes.
When
Marianne said she didn't receive information, she was obstructing a couple of meetings ago. You really don't know how to speak with respect, do you?
I have a point of personal privilege as well. This is the time.
Okay.
I don't know what you think is so funny, but yeah, you've actually like offended this whole committee, Sandra, multiple times by even saying that it's not, you know, we're being like argumentative. You're the chair.
No, she's too.
Yeah, I'm the chair.
Can you rule on my point of order that there's no end time on the
no,
agenda, so therefore
no,
the
well, you're chair. Madam Chair,
posted
the end of the meeting at 3:45, and we are already almost 4.
And make rules.
Motion to extend.
We don't need a motion to extend because there's no end time in the agenda.
Alan moves to extend for a half an hour.
You can't extend the meeting after it's over
with.
Besides,
okay, we need two-thirds
anyway.
To extend, and so take the roll on that, Bill, please.
Well, my point of order was that we don't need to extend because there's no end time in the agenda. They're making things up about having good Senate.
Bill, you know better than that.
Wait,
you've already just been on
3:45.
This is Lydia. I have
Alan for the stack.
The opposite before.
Alan for the stack.
This is Lydia. May I ask a question? Yes. Was the agenda approved?
No.
Okay. So again, respectfully, recommend that you do not adjourn until you have made some nominations and designate a time for a close of nominations, which doesn't have to be today. That is my recommendation. Given the, how can I say it, the conduct, and it's not pointing to any one person, okay, but just given the fact that this committee was not able to get far, it's 2 o'clock, my time, sorry, anyway, Pacific, that my recommendation to the PMB, if you cannot leave with nominations and a process for close of nominations and the balloting by the end of this meeting, I'll make a recommendation to the PMB to designate someone to chair the meeting outside of KPFT for the next meeting, and I would also recommend that that meeting be scheduled a week from today if you cannot choose a chair. This is a really important process. It has to move forward. Everything in the country right now has come to an almost virtual standstill. It may not get much better with that, and so we're all under a great deal of stress, but we have to move forward with some of these things. This is something that we can move forward to. I could care less who's right or wrong on any of these issues right now in the arguments. I've heard them, and in the context of priority, I find that we really need to start saying, okay, it's not as important for me to be right, even if I know I am. Let me just state what I want to say, but let's move on. And so if almost 2 hours have passed and you can't even approve an agenda, that is not great. So that is going to be my recommendation and the steps that I will take if you can't at least come up with nominations and a process for voting for a chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Lydia. I very much appreciate your input. Okay, so we were at approving
Alan
the agenda. Go ahead,
yes.
Teresa.
Yes, I move we approve the agenda.
Okay. Are there any objections? Hearing none, the agenda
yes,
is approved.
I object.
Okay. Mr. Secretary, can you call a roll call vote?
Okay, Teresa Allen.
Allen says yes to approve the agenda.
Okay, Teresa votes yes. Adriana Casanave?
Adriana votes no.
Adriana votes no. Bill Crozier votes yes. Lyndon Foley?
Yes.
Lyndon votes yes. Robert Gardner? Can't hear you, Robert. Wally James?
Yes.
Wally votes yes. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. And by the way, I'm going alphabetical by last name except for Patrick, who is at the end. Mike Lewis?
I vote no. Why post the time to adjourn and don't adjourn?
Okay, Dwayne votes no. Thank you. Mike Lewis, I assume, is still not on the call. Marianne Martinez?
Oh.
Marianne, can't hear you.
Okay.
I hear some barking, but I can't hear you.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
Okay, Marianne votes yes. Thank you. Susie Moreno. Susie? Whoever has a dog barking in the background, could you mute yourself, please?
It's me.
Susie, can't hear you.
Did you call
my
name? Did you call my
yes.
name?
Yes. How do you vote? Yes.
No.
Susie votes no. Thank you. Venetia Patel-Adams?
No.
Venetia votes no. Sandra Rawline? Oh, I'll come back to you.
Yes.
Sorry.
No, never
well,
mind.
Okay. Nancy Sabar-Nartomi?
Nancy, no.
Nancy votes no. Wendy Schrell?
I'm sorry, this is to approve the agenda?
Yes.
That's correct. Okay. Wendy votes yes.
Yes.
Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Okay, Deb votes yes. Richard Giselle?
Pass.
Pass. Rita Washington?
No.
Rita votes no. Sandy Weinman?
Yes.
Sandy votes yes. Ted Weiskel?
Yes.
Ted votes yes. Patrick White? Can't hear you, Patrick. Going back, Robert Gardner?
I vote no.
Robert votes no. Mike Lewis, didn't hear you. Richard Giselle?
Yes.
Mike's not here.
Yeah. Well, if he came on late, he has a chance. He should have the opportunity to vote. But you're right, Susie. I didn't think he was here. Okay, and Richard votes yes. And Patrick, I didn't hear you. Let me count. Yes, vote. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And no votes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The agenda is adopted.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Next item on the agenda, we're taking nominations for the chair. Do I hear any nominations for the chair of the MSRC committee?
I would like to nominate myself.
Madam Chair, I would
Marianne
like to,
Martinez.
I would like to make a motion that this election for the chair be postponed until the next meeting.
I second the well, you don't need a second. You're right.
Ted will tell you that.
Point of order.
Are there any objections to Richard's motion?
Point of order.
Yeah, I object.
What's your point of order?
We just voted to approve the agenda. This motion is dilatory and out of order.
Thank you. So do I hear nominations for the chair? I believe Marianne nominated herself.
Point of information,
yes.
Then?
Wait a minute. Ted just gets to pronounce that? He doesn't, you don't make a ruling on it?
Because it's something she wants.
Sounds right. That sounds right.
Just because it sounds right don't mean it's right.
No, but it's
did anybody in the call not hear what the executive director stated, that if we can't get through this and at least nominate a chair and a secretary, that she will appoint someone from outside of KPFT to chair this committee?
That's not what she said, because she doesn't have the authority to appoint. She said she would make a recommendation, which is
okay.
A
so she will make a recommendation.
Yes, I have a question.
Madam Chair, this is Lydia. May I repeat what I said?
Please.
Okay. So what I said is, if you can't at least open nominations, that doesn't mean they close today. You open nominations. The norm is to set a date for a close of nominations, which means you can nominate. But you all know this. You were all seated in December of some year, and there's a period where you can continue nominating. But open the nominations today is what I am saying. Failure to do that portends the inability of this committee to function in a manner that is going to be both equitable and reach to the level of human resources norms and produce a viable pool of a robust pool of candidates for an IED or an ED to choose from. So at least get through that much, just opening the nominations. You can take some right now, and then you just come up with a date for a close of nominations, and then proceed with casting your ballots online with Terry Goodman doing the count. That is what I said. Failure to do that, yes, I will take this as a recommendation to the PMB. And no, I do not have the authority to dictate that as a process right now. I'm just telling you what I plan to do.
Alan,
sorry, I misunderstood Lydia.
Yeah, and I didn't mean in disrespect, Lydia. I just didn't want her to misquote you.
So the recommendation, and I wholeheartedly agree with your recommendation, is that we at least open nominations for the chair and the secretary of this committee.
This is Richard. I have a motion to postpone this until next meeting.
Alan for the staff.
Needs to be dealt with.
I'm calling your motion out of order, Richard, and I'm recognizing Teresa and Wendy.
I will question the order of the chair. Or what do we call that?
Challenge the
order of the chair.
Now you get to motivate your challenge, and he gets to speak to his motion.
Alan for the stack.
I'm taking Alan and then Wendy.
Well, she's been talking about
the people.
You need to answer the point of order, and she challenged.
Alan can't speak before you deal with this point of order, before this challenge.
The challenge by Mr. Uzel, I'm ruling, is out of order, and the reason I'm doing so
the
is because...
The challenge is out of order? Can't rule the challenge out of order. You just vote on it.
Get your reasoning for ruling.
Well, I ruled it out of order because it's out of order. We need to at least open nominations for the chair and the secretary of this committee. So that is why I'm ruling his motion out of order.
Okay, I ask. Call for a vote.
Well, no, we should take at least one and one, those who support the challenge of the ruling, and those who, one who don't support the challenge of the ruling to get the reasoning in here.
I will
so
talk to my challenge.
Teresa and then Wendy on the stack. Are you speaking to this challenge and the ruling of the chair that this motion is out of order?
I think Richard should have a right to give reasons for his challenge.
And he will in due time. I'm taking Teresa and Wendy.
And then
on the stack.
If that be the case. Dwayne, on the stack.
Mine's definitely related to that.
Teresa, Wendy, Dwayne, anybody else?
Madam Chair? Can you hear me, Madam Chair?
Teresa.
I hear you.
Can you hear me, Madam Chair?
I can hear
you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Could everybody else please mute? It's Teresa. Teresa has the floor.
Madam Chair, I would like Mr. Uzel to state his objection. First of all, I did not hear him recognized before me, so I'm not quite sure why he even gets to jump in line. But I would like to hear him say his pro, why he's challenging the decision of the chair, and I will speak against, and then we can vote.
Okay, I think there's two other people that want to speak as well. So, Richard, go ahead and motivate your reason for your motion.
In case there's anybody in this group that hasn't noticed, this horse is dead. You know, we're beating a dead horse. We need to adjourn and come back at this another time. Respectfully, Lydia, if you make a recommendation, that's fine. We'll make recommendations too. You know, recommendation is just that. We need to put this behind us. We're not going to get this done just because one side is head is hard and the other side's head is hard too. I think this whole thing is silly myself. So I think it's time to just call the horse dead. There's no heartbeat there. There's no breath. The horse is dead. So let's walk away from the dead horse. Thank you.
Okay, Teresa, and then Wendy, and then Dwayne.
Okay. I think that we gave proper notice. We actually gave proper notice last meeting that choosing the chair was going to be on the agenda. And there are certain people that feel that this is the issue that they want to object to, and they've used it to waste about 3 hours of everybody's time on this call. and on the last meeting. I don't think that we need to leave the that we need to actually continue to leave this position open for any period of time after this meeting. It was on the agenda, and anybody who values Robert's Rules of Order and would say that you let a group of people obstruct the meeting so that we can't actually achieve what is on the agenda, I think you can't say that you support Robert's Rules of Order. So I am opposed to Lydia Brazan's suggestion that we continue this, leave this open for more than this meeting. But I understand that those people that never wanted to have an election today, that's achieving their objection anyway. So I am opposed to Richard Mizell's motion or objection, and I feel that we ought to take our nominations for chair and secretary and move on with the meeting. And I hope someone will call the question. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. Wendy, you're next.
Okay. As far as I know, there's no rule in Pacifica about at what meeting you elect a chair. I know what there is there is a thing that says it has to be a secret ballot, and so you can have STV voting by mail, but we could have had that election. We could have started that process at the first meeting. We did. We got nominations. There's nobody else that has volunteered to do it. It's really nice of you to come over here, Lydia, and referee our, you know, who's going to be the chair and when you're going to do it. We happened at KPFT to have standing rules that said do it within three meetings. Well, this is the third meeting, as far as I can tell, and everybody
second.
Was so worried about
point
being
of order.
Done before. I'm in the middle of a...
Please stop interrupting. Wendy has the floor. Go ahead, Wendy. It is the second meeting, Wendy, however.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is,
I mean,
this is the second
at the
meeting.
First meeting, they didn't want to do it then, so then we had the next meeting, and then we didn't do it then, and then we had another one, which is today.
No,
well,
no,
anyway,
this is the second meeting.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, anyway, none of the, I mean, what's happening, Lydia, is that we're wasting all this time just to not even getting this committee started. And so we really need to do that. And so I don't want to go next week or next meeting and sit and spend the whole time arguing over who gets to be the pro tem chair. And then, you know, we can argue about who gets to be secretary. How come the chair is being the secretary? Because she's doing it because no one else will do anything. So come on, you guys. Our station is literally going away before our very eyes when we argue about this kind of stuff. It's just we need to vote. Next, I mean, if we don't vote today, I don't care. But we are not going to spend the next meeting spending an hour deciding who gets to be pro tem chair and all that stuff. We're going to do it now. We're not going to have an extended period for nominations. It's just a chair of a little subcommittee. Let's get the committee going and then find a good manager or permanentize this one, because it's not good to leave him like that either. I forgot the rest I was going to say, but I'm not quitting, but this is fucking bullshit. So.
Madam Chair, this is
Thank
Lydia.
Thank you, Wendy. Okay. Dwayne is on the staff next.
No,
Lydia,
go ahead.
Do you mind?
I'd like to hear from the IED, and then I'll speak.
Okay. Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes. So a local station cannot pass even standing rules that conflict with the bylaws, and the bylaws, as you know, have that all elections have to be conducted through IRB and STV. And certainly you can have the close of nominations in a very short order, and I would recommend that you schedule your next meeting following the count of the ballots so that you do not have to spend a lot of time electing a chair pro tem or anything, because your chair would have already been elected. Hopefully that would streamline things considerably.
Thank you, Lydia. Okay, so Dwayne, it's your turn now.
Okay, well, thank you. Given the fact that four people, including myself, so that means three others on this call I won't name, typically take up most of the time. Two on your side, two on my side. Now, that's not unusual of any meeting, of any corporation, of anything. However, for one to get on this call all the time and accuse other folks of being obstructive when she cites out point of order in front of every, when people are talking, which is incorrect and improper and disrespectful, and continue to do things that cause more time to be used up, and then accuse the other folks of obstruction and wasting time. Notwithstanding the fact we spent 15 or 20 minutes today going over a pro tem chair election when the second person nominated didn't even want it. So let's not call, the pot can't call the kettle black. That's just hypocrisy. And it just continues to happen over and over and over when you're doing the same damn thing. And then when the IED, which is really one of the highest authorities under the PNB, tell you and remind you what the rules are, you still don't give a damn. Let's vote. Let's have the vote now anyway. And then one of yours get a whiff that this ain't right, then you want to shout him down. So it's very clear who's the obstructionist here and who's the railroader. But just because you call a person a spade, don't make them a spade.
Out of order.
Reasonable people can see what's really going down and who's doing the dirty work. So the reality here is that we are supposed to have an STC ballot. Whether you nominate them today, customarily, there's a 30-day notice. I understand many of you want to rush to that, but
orders
what?
Of the day.
You can have a GM tomorrow, or you can have a search within the next 90 days. It's not going to change the fact that none of you on this call are raising money right now. None of you have a fundraising idea that at least you brought the rest of us in, but you keep on challenging the rest of us to come up with fundraising ideas.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
One of us.
Alan, so, point of order.
Point of order. You talked as long as you want and as many times as you want, hypocrite.
That's not true. Madam Chair, point of order.
Madam Chair, because I understand that this poison in the ears of those who are not fair hurts, I will deduce. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Duane. What's your point of order, Teresa? Hello?
Muted.
Chair, can we make nominations?
Well, that's what I was trying to do.
I nominate Marianne Martinez for chair.
I am
Marianne. Thank you, Marianne. Are there any other nominations?
Point of order. Point of order. You made a ruling. I objected to your ruling, so you have to take a vote on sustaining the chair or not.
Okay, you're right, Richard. So, Bill, can you please call a roll call vote?
Point of information.
Better obstructionist again.
Okay, why don't you
Teresa?
Clarify your ruling just so people know whether they want to vote to sustain it or not.
My ruling that Richard's motion to postpone nominations for a chair or secretary or even an election of a chair or secretary of this committee is out of order. We need to open the nominations for our chair and secretary of this committee. Whether or not we vote today or if we choose to vote next week, we at least need to have the people nominated. We need to at least have them accept the nominations, and then if we choose to do the STV or IRV voting, we can do that with the assistance of Harry Goodman via email and a secret ballot that way. So that's my ruling. That
Madam Chair, before the vote, may I ask a point of information?
Go ahead, Teresa.
Do we need to
wait a minute? You allow
more
Teresa, but you don't allow Patrick to ask a question on the vote. Don't you find that a little bit wrong,
Madam Chair? How much time do we have before we need to extend time?
Probably about 3 minutes.
Then I move to extend time until we get the nominations.
Okay.
Madam Chair, why extend time? Y'all determine you can.
Are there any objections to extending time?
Yeah.
Okay. Call a vote, Bill.
which requires a two-thirds.
Okay, this is on Teresa's motion to extend time for how long?
Until we get nominations.
Until we
point
get nominations.
Order.
How long?
Point of order.
We need to give a time certain on that. Is that you, Ted?
I have a point of order.
What is your point of order?
Who are you? My point of order is that we never establish an ending time, so extending time is out of order. The extension originally a little while ago of 30 minutes was out of order.
Okay.
We have
Thank
an
you.
Agenda that I think we approved, and we should go through the agenda.
Thank you.
Well, the next item on the agenda was
Did
to elect
vote?
A chair or secretary.
Point
no,
of information.
We have not voted on it yet because everybody keeps coming up with a point of order or a point of information.
No, Madam Chair,
point of information.
Was that Richard's motion was out of order.
Yeah.
And now
point,
we need to
point
vote.
Of information. Point of information.
Did we vote on your challenge, Madam Chair?
Point of information. Richard?
No, we have not.
So how can we move the agenda if we haven't voted on your challenge?
Point
well,
of information,
I called
Richard.
For that. And then it was pointed out that the 30-minute extension that Teresa and that was voted on and approved is now running out. So there's another movement to extend time. But she said until
Madam
we
Chair,
get
Madam Chair, my
nominations.
Apologies. My apologies, Madam Chair. Ted Weisgel was correct. I thought maybe there was a time limit.
Point
I was
of information,
in error.
Richard,
let's take. Let's vote on his on Uzel's challenge.
Point of information, Richard.
We never voted on extension.
No.
Point of information.
Go ahead.
You're muted, Sandra. Oh, sorry.
We did approve the agenda. The agenda down at the bottom has an adjourn time of 3:45.
So you've been in violation for the last 30 minutes.
Oh my
so it's
God.
Incorrect. It's incorrect to say that we don't have an adjourn time because it's there. It's sitting right there on the bottom of that agenda.
Exactly.
That you
not.
That's obstruction. But that's obstruction to point that out, Richard.
That's all right, Dwayne. You don't need to talk about it. Let's just keep it with the rules. I mean, the rules are where the agenda was approved. The agenda has a time on it. She wants to extend time, so now we vote on extension of the time, in my humble opinion.
Request for information.
Go ahead, Ted.
The document that I have starts with KPFT LSG MSRC Committee, and at the bottom it says respectfully submitted 10 May 2020. Where on this document does it have an ending time?
It's posted.
Not there.
Okay.
It's posted.
I believe that is why we didn't vote on extending the time earlier.
On the agenda. It says it's on the agenda.
The one you publish to the public, which is the one that matters.
We just we look at what we want to look at and see what we want to see. It specifically says adjourn 3:45.
Okay, Madam Chair, go to a vote, please, to extend. If you want to do it like that, go to a vote. Let's get some type of civility, order, and respect for rules here.
I would like to go to a vote on extending time if people feel that that is necessary.
Point of information.
So that we can, oh, my God, please let me finish a sentence. I would like to go to a vote to either extend time or not so that we can address Richard's motion to postpone nominations for the chair and secretary. So can I get a motion to extend time 30 minutes?
I move to extend 30 minutes.
Thank you.
Nancy on deck.
Who was that?
Okay, there's been a motion to extend for 30 minutes. We're going to have a roll call vote on that, Bill. Can you please call a roll call vote?
Can I please say something, Chair?
Okay, just a second.
We have another PND meeting at 5 p.m.
Central Time, and Sandy Wyman and I need to be at that meeting. Can you make it less than 30 minutes, just a friendly amendment?
Well, you know, we can make it less than 30 minutes if everybody will stop putting their points of orders and objections
to everything.
No, I mean,
really, really do it, not just make it
seriously, seriously, I'm going to make it for 30 minutes, and you can vote it up or down.
Now you know how it feels when you interrupt Adriana and she's talking. Now you know how it feels.
Well, just vote no, and then you'll be to your meeting.
Okay, can I go ahead and call the roll?
Please.
Teresa Allen, this is on the motion to extend time.
Yes.
Teresa votes yes. Adriana Casanave?
No. We had an already.
Adriana votes no. Bill Crozier votes yes. Lennon Foley?
Yes.
Lennon votes yes. Robert Gartner? Can't hear you, Robert. Wally James?
Yes.
Wally votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
No.
Dwayne votes no. Mike Lewis? Not on the call, I assume. Marian Martinez?
Yes.
Marian votes yes. Susie Moreno?
No.
Susie votes no. Venetia Patel Adams?
Yes.
Venetia votes yes. I'll come back to you. Nancy Sabar Naratomi?
Pass.
Can't hear you, Nancy.
Pass.
Okay. I got you. Pass. Wendy Sherrill?
Yes. But
okay,
yes.
Wendy votes yes. Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Deb votes yes. Richard Uzzell?
No.
Richard votes no. Rita Washington?
No.
Rita votes no. Sandy Weinman?
Yes.
Sandy votes yes. Ted Weiskel?
Yes.
Ted votes yes. Patrick Hoyt?
Not here.
Can't hear you, Patrick. Okay, going back. Robert Gartner, didn't hear you.
What are we voting on?
Extend time 30 minutes.
I thought that was a moot point.
It is. Still got
to
vote.
You wish to vote?
No.
Who was that?
No, you don't want to vote, or you vote no?
I'm voting no.
Bob votes no. Mike Lewis, didn't hear you. Nancy, you passed.
Nancy says no.
Nancy votes no. Let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yes.
Do I get to vote?
And no votes. I'll announce the count and then you can decide whether to vote. That's what's kind of customary.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Okay.
Takes 2/3 though. So.
Right. Well,
okay. No votes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 no's. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
I vote yes.
That's 11 yes, 7 no's.
Okay, so that motion fails, so this meeting is adjourned.